Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, and I really am back with you here on a Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. It is 12:21:21, 19 minutes past the hour. First day of winter 2021. The shortest day of daylight hours. Now, again, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this morning, although I usually do spend a lot of time on these solstices and equinoxes. But I don't know what the weathermen are saying. They tend to say their own thing from time to time. December 21st to me is the first day of winter, day of least daylight hours. So that's what I'm going to go with today, is today is the first day of winter. It's good to be back here after a day off yesterday. As many of you know, Friday, I still don't know what it was, but something got in my throat, and I could not speak very well at all on Friday. Really, on Saturday, it did not get any better. Now, Sunday, it did start to get better, but I thought, I probably need to relax the voice another day, which is what I did, and I've still got a little bit of a frog in there, but it's not going in and out like it was. So hopefully me returning today will not do a number on the voice and cause any more trouble, and I can remain with you through the end of the holiday week here. But it is the first day of winter, so welcome to winter 2021. But I've got a lot to talk about this morning, as I say, because you miss a day here, especially in the holiday season, and you realize all the things that you want to talk about with your friends, you guys, the listening audience, that have went on that I have not had a chance to do. Now, I want to run through some of these things very quickly here. Number one, it still does not feel like Christmas. We are now 4 days away. Friday's Christmas Eve, and this is the first day of winter, and to me, it does not feel like Christmas, and I tried a lot of things over the weekend to get in the Christmas mood. I went to a talent show put on by the River Valley Music Boosters on Saturday night. It was a great show, and it was Christmassy, but to be honest with you, it just did not put me in the Christmas mood. Something is going on this year. Does anybody else notice this? That something is going on this year? I don't know what it is that is kind of flailing the Christmas mood. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have any idea what that is, or you want to talk about the first day of winter. Now, is this an Adam's going to call in if he's listening, I know. He might be in bed, though, after filling in yesterday, because he loves to talk about the weather. But I can't think, is it an equinox or a solstice? I think it's the winter solstice. The vernal equinox, which is spring. Yeah, I think this is a solstice, so I don't think we need to know that. But there'll be very little daylight today, but after today, we will start getting a little more daylight every day. River Valley show on Saturday was great. I enjoyed that. Went with Angie and Jeannie and saw Natalie perform and her cousins, Reed and Scarlett. And it was nice to see their other cousin, Nicholas, there. So that was a lot of fun. Okay, did that this past weekend. What else do we have to talk about here? Oh, went to the stores yesterday. Now, this is what I did on my day off yesterday. Went to the stores because I still had some presents that I needed to pick up. And I want to get this done as quick as possible, to be honest with you. So I go to the store yesterday, and I'm going to leave the store nameless here. It could be any number of stores. But I'm telling you, the workers are stressed. The employees are stressed. People are at their wits' end. it's sad. People are really, really getting angry. I stood in a line last night where people were trying to get through the store and get things for the right price, and signs were hanging in the wrong places as far as they were concerned, and it was just a mess, an absolute mess. Last night. Has anybody else been out shopping, actually done the old-fashioned shopping, not internet shopping, and been out to the stores? Holy mackerel. I do not want to go back to the store. And I don't think I'll have to. I do think that I got everything I needed last night. I even wrapped a few more gifts, so there's not much left to wrap, and I'll be done with the Christmas of 2021, the very un-Christmassy Christmas of 2021, which is how I'm going to refer to it until that Christmas spirit comes in. Alrighty. Anybody have anything to say out there? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I am here for you this morning, back behind the microphone after a day's absence. Okay. Did want to mention that. The stores are a mess. It's just, it's very unfortunate. Oh, and I do want to thank everybody yesterday who sent me messages wondering where I was and hoped I was feeling better and missed that I was not here. I do appreciate that. I was fine. I was fine the entire time except for my voice. I don't know where my voice went. And it feels so much better now that it is there that I'm kind of glad I took the day off and let the voice rest up a little bit. Okay, what else do we got that I want to mention? Okay, we talked about the stores. We talked about the River Valley show. Friday morning on this show, we might have some live music in here because we will be on Christmas Eve morning. Now, Friday will be kind of interesting, because I believe we're going to have live music all morning from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Now, of course, we'll go on at 8, and I'll have a special guest with me on Friday morning. But we'll have live music all morning, and that should be a lot of fun. And I look forward to that. I talked to the person who's going to be handling that last night, and I think that is pretty much a done deal. So get ready for that on Christmas Eve morning. And we might have some people calling in as well to say, Merry Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve has always been my favorite day, more than Christmas, to be honest with you. I think I like the anticipation of Christmas more than I actually like Christmas. So that'll be coming up on Friday. Okay. Well, I did get my Christmas cards out. That's something else I did over the weekend. Now, I was kind of proud of that, because we were getting really behind here at the station as far as it comes to Christmas cards. We had gotten so many Christmas cards, and they're all beautifully displayed here in the station, but I had not got them sent out, the return cards, because of the complete mess that I was having with Office Depot trying to get these cards last week. I got them. They went out this past weekend, so I hope everybody gets their card this week, and Merry Christmas. And by the way, if some straggler cards still come in, I will reply to you even if you don't get them until after the holiday. Again, Christmas cards come to WWGH Radio, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you put a return address on the card or on the envelope, I will make sure that you get a card back. Okay, the Christmas cards are out. Now, I do have to tell you, I did not listen to the show yesterday in whole. I really only listened to about 10 minutes of the show yesterday. Because, you know, honestly, when you're not on, the last thing you want to do is listen to radio. Or at least I'm that way. But it was kind of funny because our new sports guy, Mike McGinnis, who's doing very, very good sports reports, I think said, I'm not really sure how this went down, to be honest, but he said something to Adam as he was filling in. He said, anything is better than Scott. Anything is better than Scott. So I guess he was saying that to Adam yesterday. And I was thinking, boy, I hope this sports guy is a better judge of sporting material than he is a broadcast talent. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I thought that was great. You know, because from time to time, we need to boost Adam's ego. And I'm going to tell you why in just a second. I know I'm going through things kind of fast here because there's so much to go through. But I will tell you this. I came back this morning and the studio looked like a disaster. So whether or not you enjoyed yesterday's programming or not, it made a lot of work for me. I came in this morning, there was a picture laying on the floor that has been on the wall since we've been in this studio. I don't know how that happened. Somehow half the lights on the Christmas tree are no longer working. I don't know what happened there. There was like chicken grease all over my Geraldo journal that I had to wipe off this morning. I don't know what happened there. Frankly, I don't know what happened in this studio yesterday, but it was like a Tasmanian devil came through here, and now the Christmas tree is half lit. I did get the picture back up on the wall, but it was laying on the floor when I came in this morning, and the Geraldo journal, I don't know. Maybe it'll recover, maybe it won't. Wonder if old Mike's out there listening this morning. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what went on here yesterday morning? Holy jeez. Things were just a mess when I came in this morning. Had to come in and tidy up here on the first day of winter. Okay. So that's the story on that one. What else do... Oh, I do have to tell you, I did catch the end. The very end of the show yesterday. And God bless one of our listeners, Ernie Brees, who's one of my favorite people. And he calls in. I know you heard this call yesterday. He calls in at the very end of the show. Now, I don't know what the topic was, but he calls in at the end of the show. And what he wanted to say was that Nate's show had not repeated over the weekend. Nate Redmond, Offbeat News and Trivia. And he wondered why that was, and he wanted a recipe that was on Nate's show. And Adam starts responding, trying to tell him how to get the show on the internet. And Ernie is saying, I don't do internet, like a lot of people. There are a lot of people who just don't do the internet. And my wife doesn't do the internet, and so on and so forth. And then Adam starts to talk over him, telling him how he can go to the internet and send me an email and so on and so forth. I hope it all got sorted out, to be honest. But boy, oh boy, it sounded like The View on the air. You know when the View, when all the ladies get talking at one time? I felt bad for poor Ernie. I hope he got his recipe. I don't know. Ernie, are you out there listening this morning? Did you get your recipe? I fervently hope you did. Because I did not know what to do. I was listening to that yesterday, and I thought, oh man, I hope Ernie gets the recipe. Now, as to why Nate's show did not repeat, I really don't know. It's a random repeat here on the station. So there wouldn't be any particular reason that his show would not repeat. But I guess it could happen. But it was in there. All right, 740-383-9944. Anybody have anything to say this morning? It's kind of quiet this morning. Maybe it's that first day of winter, and everybody's sleeping in a little bit this morning because of that. Or maybe it's because I'm on a chugger block here this morning trying to go through the things that I need to mention over the last 3 days. But Ernie, I hope you got your recipe, and I hope you're out there listening. 740-383-9944. If you are out there, heaven knows, call and tell me. And whatever Mike McGinnis said, I have no idea. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, first off, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh, yeah, things are back up. Do I sound good this morning?
Yeah, well, I kind of noticed you sounded a little raspy, but, I mean, apparently it was worse than what I heard.
Yeah, I think people who talked to me on the phone or who heard me off the air, because on the air you do try to shape the voice up a little bit, But it was getting rough toward the end of Friday.
Yeah, well, when you talk for a living, you got to take care of your voice.
You do, and I think the fruitcake toss honestly did me in, being out there and yelling and in the cold weather. I think that did a number on my vocal cords.
Yeah. Oh, I got the solution for your Christmas spirit.
All right, go ahead.
Friday at 2:30, if you get that channel FXM. Christmas Carol with Alistair Sim is on. And you will see what I mean about that movie.
You know what? I will tell you this. I searched that out the day after we talked about that. Did you know it's available on YouTube?
No, I don't get on. I know everything's available on YouTube, but no.
Well, I was surprised. The entire movie is available on YouTube. And I have not watched it yet. So I might watch it on, you say Friday at 2?
Friday at
2
on FXM.
Now, I might do this because I have watched the George C. Scott version this year. And it's a very good version.
Yeah.
But you say this is the definitive.
Years ago, some movie critics or something said that this was the best Christmas Carol. The one with Alistair Sim was voted the best Christmas Carol.
Now, was he in anything else, Alistair Sim? Would we know him from any other movies?
I can't think of anything right offhand, but yeah, he's been in all kinds of stuff.
So did you get a chance to listen to the show yesterday?
Yeah, I listened to Adam. It was very interesting, that interview he did with that guy that lives in the Huber house.
Yeah, the guest was good, Bob Goyer. I thought the guest saved the show yesterday.
Yeah, see, honestly, I thought Huber still lived in the Huber house. I did not know they did not live there anymore.
Yeah, I felt, because I turned it on just as it was coming on, and I felt that Bob Goyer did such a good job. I think he really carried the show yesterday, and I was happy with that, because it was a subject that people were highly interested in. And I liked that, and I'm interested in Marian history, so I was glad that guest was chosen, because I get the feeling if that guest hadn't been here, it could have been bad yesterday, because when the Christmas tree is only half blinking now, there was a picture on the floor, my Geraldo journal's got grease on it. I don't know.
Boy, everything just went to pot, huh?
Well, did you hear the phone call with Ernie and Adam?
I don't know if I heard that or not, because I got busy yesterday. I had to work on my... I had to go out and get a bunch of plumbing stuff. I'm redoing some plumbing in my house, and I had to go out and do that, so I didn't listen to the whole show yesterday.
That's a big day for... that's a big thing for Christmas week.
Well, yeah, we're moving our washer and dryer from the basement upstairs.
That's a smart thing to do. That's a big project, but that's a big project you're happy when it's over with.
Oh, yeah, because I've already lost one set of washer and dryer.
Absolutely.
I'm not losing another one.
No. Well, I tell you, I'll tune into this on... I'm going to catch it before the season's over, whether I have to watch it on YouTube or wait till Friday and watch it at 2 o'clock, because I will leave here Friday at 1 o'clock, and my party Christmas Eve is not until 6:30. So,
you got plenty of time.
Yeah, that's what I could do that afternoon. I could just sit around and watch this movie and maybe... Do you feel like the Christmas spirit is here yet? Because if you were in those stores yesterday, that was not very Christmassy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get really tired of all the commercialism of Christmas, which is just, and I try not to pay attention to all the commercialism of Christmas. I celebrate Christmas for what it's meant for, but, you know, I don't go out shopping. I let my wife do all that.
Well,
I can get into Christmas spirit, but, you know, the Christmas spirit for what the Christmas spirit's supposed to be. Not for all this shopping and buying stuff and all that. I don't do that.
Well, it just seemed like people were very angry with each other yesterday.
Well, they do. They get crazy. I mean, I was out driving yesterday, and the closer it gets to Christmas, the worse it's going to get on the road.
Well, but I thought, why do this to yourself? Why?
I mean,
if you're really this stressed about something, why not just stay home? We have options now to order things online. Why not wait till the stores aren't busy, like early in the morning or late at night, and they still aren't busy at that time? Why go during the... I knew yesterday when I went during the busy part of the day what I was taking my... I was taking my life into my own hands. I understood that. But it seems like some people don't understand that, that they're going to have to stand in a line, that they're going to get treated badly. And I'm telling you, it was so bad yesterday. I went into a store, and maybe it's because of lack of help, and they're trying to get everything out by Christmas. There was an aisle in a big box retail store, name brand, not mom and pop shop, just boxes in the center aisle, popped open. I think they didn't have people to unpack them.
I do not doubt that a bit. I see all the help wanted stuff and all the people that, and they keep saying that it's because the government's paying them not to work, and I don't understand that, because they're paying, but the government's not paying people not to work now.
Yeah, well, that excuse proved not to be true, because in the Dispatch, I believe it was last week on the cover, there was an article just about what you're talking about, how people don't realize that the extra payment stopped back in July in Ohio. Yeah. And only 2.3% of the people went back to the workforce. So it didn't have anything to do with that.
I don't understand. I mean, I'm trying to find a job. I want to work.
Well, to be honest, I think what's going on is that people still have a very high standard about what they want. I think a lot of people are sick. You know, I do worry about illness. I mean, I just had the laryngitis thing, thank goodness. But, you know, I was looking, there was a guy hacking up a lung yesterday in one of the stores I was in. And I don't know what he had. I'm not saying he had COVID or anything. I don't know. But, you know, that was very unnerving, and very unnerving for the people around him. And let me tell you this story. I planned to tell this and I almost forgot it. I was in the store, yeah, I was in this big store. And I guess I'm a nosy person. I'm always curious about people. There was a conversation going on across the aisle from where I was. And this guy was going on about how he could not afford his aspirin. How he was like a dollar short for the bottle of aspirin that he wanted. So this lady, and you could tell this lady did not have a lot of money, she was not with him. Yeah. She's listening to this entire conversation. So she gets up off of her scooter, and she walks over to the gentleman, and she said, "Merry Christmas, here's your dollar, you can get your aspirin." And then this other lady whips around the corner, who must have been with the guy, and she said, "Oh, he's got lots of money, he just spends his money on other things. Not thank you, not Merry Christmas." And this woman who gave him the dollar, she kept saying, "I understand we all like to buy stuff for ourselves. I'm just saying Merry Christmas. I get your aspirin." And this other woman kept explaining for the guy that he does have money, and he does. And I thought, shut up, lady.
Yeah.
The lady just did a nice deed. Say yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, just say thank you and go about your business.
It was so sad. And then there was a guy sitting in the Walmart parking lot, and I don't know how many people saw this yesterday, because I was going through the Walmart parking lot to get a diet soda, and there was a guy sitting there, homeless, with a sign.
Oh, yeah, I see them people all the time.
And that's depressing, Christmas week, that yeah. We are not devoting more to that.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's programs and stuff for people that are that down on their luck. See, well, you don't know their situation. And unless you stop and talk to them, you don't know their situation. I mean, are they really homeless, or are they just out there panhandling?
Well, that's the thing. You really don't know, but this guy did not look well off, and I felt awful for him. And I hope that somebody from the homeless shelter or some group can go by, because they're very aware that those people are there, and so are we, that they can give them some information or a ride to the homeless shelter, or maybe the city buses could even do it. Somebody, you know, "I'll pay your dollar or whatever so you can get a ride to the homeless shelter instead of sitting out here on a 30-degree day.
Yeah, I've seen them sitting out there in the snow.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Why are you sitting in the snow?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And you know, maybe that's why I'm not Christmased in after that yesterday. But maybe 2 o'clock on Friday, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open here. Well, there's a lot to talk about. Yeah, I could not believe that store, that conversation in the store between the lady on the scooter trying to give the dollar to the gentleman so he could get his aspirin, and this lady was just not having it. He has money, and maybe he did, I don't know, but she was just trying to be nice in the holiday spirit. But such is life, I guess. 740-383-9944. Let's see here. 44 minutes past the hour here on this first day of winter 2021. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. What do you think's going on? Well, all I know this morning, the two things. I hope that Ernie got his recipe from Nate or Adam or however else that was happening yesterday, or I'm still trying to figure out why Nate's show did not replay last week, because it certainly was in the repeats. In any event, Ernie, I hope you got the recipe. If you did, call in and let me know so I can make sure. 740-383-9944. Also, I want to say that well, I don't know if Mike McGinnis is up or not yet, but interesting. Took a shot at me during the holiday season. Well, you got to have fun from time to time. Although Mike is doing a very good job with the sports. I hope that people are enjoying the sports reports that are playing here on this station. I don't know that any other station is covering local sports to the degree that we're doing right now, so I'm very happy that those are playing. All right. 740-383-9944. Okay, today's an important day, not only because it's the first day of winter, but today, in this field of broadcasting in Marion, 81-year anniversary of broadcasting in Marion today. WMRN went on the radio, AM, WMRN went on the radio December 21st, 1940. So today is the 81st anniversary of broadcasting in Marion. And I guess all the stations that have come after, including this one, have to give a thanks to Bob Mason, who was the founder of radio in Marion 81 years ago today. And I think it went on the air somewhere around 11 or 12 o'clock. So happy birthday to broadcasting in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I was kind of disappointed at the write-up of the in the Marion Star of the fruitcake toss.
Oh, why is that?
Well, I thought there'd be a lot, you know. I told the people it's going to be the winners and all this stuff, because I thought, you know, there's going to be a great big write-up and stuff. And there wasn't. There was just the pictures and nothing much else, so...
Yeah, I don't know. That was more, honestly, that was the star's choice. They took the pictures, and other than that, all I knew was that she was putting the pictures in on Saturday, and she did. So really, that was really all the word I had. I'm glad they did that. At least they did that.
Yeah, but the thing is, it could have been almost the whole page and stuff. And, you know, Marion, I started getting the paper again. I stopped for a few months there. And there's nothing Marion. And I don't know, some of these people, they've got, like, organizations and a lot. So I don't know if they're writing their own stuff and they submit it, if that's how they're doing that, because they'll have some on the first page, then you have to go over to another page, you know, and finish reading that. And I thought, well, this should be, you know, even the peanut poosh and stuff. They should do big write-ups about that and...
Well, I will say this. Sophia, who is working over there right now, she's working alone. She's the only one there.
You call and you can't get anybody, and then when you call, used to, when you called about anything, they'd take care of it. Well, you have to call and call and call anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, I appreciate that they did put this in the paper, and I thank them for doing it. But the only problem I had is there was a picture on the front page of me interviewing 8-year-old Lily Smith. And it looks like she said something horrible to me. There is this look on my face in that picture, like I'm sucking on a lemon or something. I don't know what it was. And Lily was a delightful girl. I enjoyed meeting her. I had a lot of fun. I remember interviewing her. But I have this puzzled look on my face as I'm talking to her, and it's got, you know, it's shooting me, so you get my facial expression, and it's got the back of her head. So
I know it. It's little. I'll have to look at that again. But when I called all those people, I was just, you know, like, it's going to be in the paper. How far are you tossing? And there's going to be a prize. And I said, you know, probably maybe zoo tickets is the one thing, the lights. I said, if you don't want them, you know, you can give them away. And I was really trying to sell it. And it's like, ooh, not very much was in the paper. So I don't know. Maybe it would be the next time something's in, maybe if you could write it and she just go over it. Because when I see other groups, organizations, they have quite a bit in there. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you, I think with that, we got a lot more than other people did because, as I say, there's only one person working there right now, and it is the holiday season, and I was looking for other local stories. And really, last week, we got more attention than just about anything else local. So
there's nothing in it. I mean, I kind of get it for, like, if there's leaf pickup, you know, or something like that. And it's like I'm almost ready to cancel again because there's just nothing Marion in it.
Well, like I say, Sophia's there alone right now. Mitch just left the Star. And one person cannot write a newspaper. I mean, there is just no way. So I feel tough for her. She's probably running herself ragged.
Oh, I know. They almost should go down to, I don't know if many people take it, maybe 2 or 3 times a week. And because I know my hometown, well, our paper went out years ago, but some of them, they only publish like twice a week or something.
Well, maybe, I'm sure they'll get somebody in to replace Mitch, and I'm sure once they do, then it will run a lot better. But for him to leave right after the election, during the holidays, when a lot of things are going on, and she's there alone, and she's new herself, she hasn't even been there a year yet, I think that's a very tough job. I feel bad for her. I appreciate that she did the fruitcake toss, and I hope that she becomes a staple of the community. But I appreciate what you're saying, and maybe next time I'll send a write-up in. I wish they would have put a picture of the winner in there, but
that's what I mean.
I
think I'm in trouble. I said, they're going to, you know, all the people that throw, they're going to put their, how far they throw it. And I was just trying to sell it, tell them all this stuff, and it's like, ooh.
Well, it did make the front page. We got to say that. It was on the front page over the fold, and a lot of people seemed to be happy with that. So that there at least was that. But I appreciate it, and I thank you for calling.
Because I'd kind of check maybe the next time, you know, if she's the only one there, if you would kind of write it and she could add to it, she might appreciate that or something and stuff. But I was hoping, I thought there was going to be, you know, a big write-up on it, and I was very disappointed at that, so.
Well, hopefully it gets better next year.
Okay, then.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Yeah, that was my only thing. I you know, I enjoy the picture now because it's a funny picture. Because I enjoyed talking to Lily, and I don't know what I was thinking about when this picture was taken. But you know, when somebody else is taking pictures, isn't that always the way? You really don't know what they're taking a picture of, so you just kind of have to live with it. And I'm interviewing her, I have the microphone in her face, but it looks like I'm totally puzzled about what she's saying. But again, I want to thank the Civitan group for being a part of that. I really did enjoy that. All right, phone lines are still open here, 740-383-9944. And again, historic day here in Marion, 81st anniversary of the start of broadcasting here in Marion. Now, here's a question for you, and I'm sure I've said this on the air before, but does anybody know what spot on the dial WMRN started in? Because back on December 21st, 1941, there were no FM stations. So, forget that. The two FM stations they have there right now were not in existence. It's the AM station that's celebrating 81 years today. Does anybody know what spot WMRN was on the dial when it started in, 1941? 740-383-9944. And I have a folder over here that actually has that information in it. If I was here yesterday, I would have planned better. But where is the folder that has the information on the start of WMRN? Does anybody know where it started on the dial? That's an interesting question. 740-383-9944. Where did WMRN start on the dial? Was anybody listening 81 years ago today? There could be somebody out there who was listening 81 years ago today, right before Pearl Harbor. You know, we celebrate the anniversary of Pearl Harbor today, or this month. Maybe I should have taken another day off. Go ahead, caller.
I think it's 1940.
Wasn't 1940, no. That's a good guess, though.
Okay, well, that's what they said it was.
You know, they did. You're exactly right. They years later, they came up with a slogan, 1490 since 1940, but it did not start at 1940.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, the station went on the air December 21st, 1940, but that was not where it was on the air. Does anybody know where it was on the air? Go ahead. Well, let's see here. We lost that caller. All right. You know, I'm trying to go through this history here now. And I know I have the article in here. There it is. Well, here's the article. Let's see here. Well, you know something? Maybe. You know what? I'm going to have to check that. Now, but it's a good question. Does anybody know what spot on the dial WMRN started on? It was not 1940. That was just a slogan that came up years later. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can talk about whatever is on your mind. All right, 56 minutes past the hour here. Well, it's good to be back this morning. I enjoy hearing from people. The article that was written in the Marion Star in regard to the fruitcake toss, I appreciate that Sophia did that. It's very tough. It's very, very tough, to be honest with you, when you're the only reporter. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, here's your buzz.
What's that?
You said, give me a buzz. Here's your buzz.
Oh, do you have something? Were you missing me yesterday?
I mean, Adam did a pretty good job filling in. We knew you'd be back.
Now, what if I hadn't come back?
You would have.
I could make that a permanent transition, if you like.
No. Did you see what Walmart was giving away for Christmas trees?
No, what are they doing?
It said $0, where it takes and tells how much they cost. It said $0.
What's for $0?
Christmas trees. Live Christmas trees out front.
Walmart is giving away Christmas trees?
Someone had screenshot that and sent it to me yesterday off the internet.
Well, I hope it's true. I hope it's true because
I was going to go get me one, but I didn't have a tree stand.
You don't have a Christmas tree up at home yet?
I have a fake one, but I mean,
oh, you want that real? You want to smell that pine?
Have you seen? Now listen, I had a real Christmas tree every year in the house I grew up in, and we never had no problem. Now, there's a trend this year where you're supposed to take your real Christmas tree out in the yard and power wash it or hose it down with a...
Power wash your Christmas tree,
yeah,
huh?
So that bugs don't get in your house.
No, I don't think you're supposed to power wash your Christmas tree.
Oh, that's a big trend on the internet nowadays because you can bring bugs in your house. What kind, I don't know, but supposedly bugs can come into your house on the tree.
Now, see, if I thought that was true, that's too much work for me during that. I would just set the Christmas tree outside.
Yeah. Well, I never seen no bugs in our house growing up, and we always had a real tree, so I don't know if it's just hogwash or we got lucky.
Well, I think sometimes people put things on the internet, imagine that they don't really know about. Do you know if Ernie got the recipe? Did you hear that conversation yesterday?
I didn't. I was like your other caller. I kind of drifted in and out.
Only if you had heard it.
I called in because I asked him if his house was haunted.
Oh, did you? Well, that's nice. So you didn't give him the rough time that you gave me.
Oh, yeah. You know me. Oh, Scott.
Well, I'm glad you're back out there, and I'm glad to be back here today.
Well, I'm glad you're back, and stay put.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Any questions? Anything? That's interesting information. Is Walmart giving away free Christmas trees? I had not heard about that. I was out in that neighborhood yesterday. I was not near that area of Walmart where they have the Christmas trees. But has anybody heard of Walmart giving away free Christmas trees? Haven't heard of that. And has anybody heard of the things about the bugs in Christmas trees? Does anybody know what spot WMRN started on the dial? Now, there's a bit of Marian history for you. Because a lot of people do think it's 1490, because the slogan for so long was 1490 since 1940. Now, the 1940 part is right, but the 1490 part is wrong. Interestingly enough, 740-383-9944. And there was a reason that it all changed years later. And we can talk about that if we get the answer. All right, 740-383-9944. What in the world would make half a tree stop blinking? I disappear on Friday, come back here today, the tree's only half lit. The picture's back up on the wall. Thank goodness. But we got to do the Geraldo Journal very quickly. Well, I'll tell you something. This is going to be very quick because I do actually have something to say here. And since there was no Geraldo Journal yesterday, we'll have to do it this way. Very, very quick here before the break. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. All right. 12, 21, 21. Did not hear from Geraldo, but progress is being made. Will update soon. Now, I'm going to tell you, there's a little bit of progress, I think, being made here in the Geraldo area. People actually ask me about this now. How's Geraldo coming? Is Geraldo on the show? Geraldo was on Fox News today. Very interesting. We'll close up the Geraldo Journal for today. Come back in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
It was a Christmas season, how I used to go and play in the snow and use my sled. Do you see this one?